Okay, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Roy, there was a fascinating moment in the Supreme Court this week when Associate Justice Stephen Breyer revealed something in open court that as a small child, what had happened to him.
I wish I remembered this word for word. It had to do with a high school girl who searched for drugs, suspected drugs. There were no drugs there. But anyway, what he said was, well, I was in gym 8, 10, 12. We changed clothes, and I dare say people put some things in my underwear.
That's exactly what he said.
Question is, what things?
Well, you know? That's what Clarence Thomas wanted to know. What happened was, as you say, Roy, it was a case involving a serious issue of whether the school or a school has a right to strip search a student. They had strip searched this young woman looking for drugs. And Breyer began musing about the possibility of there being an object in one's underwear, and he said, and I shall quote him, in my experience when I was 8 or 10 or 12 years old, you know, we did take our clothes off once a day. We changed for gym, okay? And in my experience, too, people did sometimes stick things in my underwear, unquote, and the whole courtroom began to titter in the way.
And Twitter, no doubt.
Titter and Twitter. And he then amended his statement. He said, or not, my underwear, whatever, he said.
So this means that the next kid who strip search in a high school somewhere and they find something, say, I don't know how that got in there.
Yeah.
I mean, this happens to everybody. It happens to Supreme Court justices.
Yeah.
Somebody put something in my underwear.
Stephen Breyer put it there. Mm-hmm. Roy, helping to solve one of the world's many oceanic mysteries, German scientists have discovered that fish do, in fact, amazingly enough, experience what? Fish.
Fish. Experience. Mm-hmm. Nostalgia.
Wow, this used to really be a reef, they say.
Oh, man. The water today is just, it's not.
No, well, you kids don't know.
That's right.
Back in the day, this was an ocean.
Yes.
No.
Could you give me a hint?
They're going to, in order to help the fish, they're going to seed the water with Dramamine.
They can't go to sleep.
Dramamine?
What is Dramamine? Oh, they get seasick.
They do. Fish can get seasick. Who knows?
Dramamine, yeah.
Dr. Reinhold Hilbig, a zoologist from Stuttgart, made the alarming and disorienting discovery. This is how he figured it out. He took an aquarium, filled it with fish, 49 of them. He put the aquarium on a plane, and he sent the plane into a steep dive. So does that make them seasick or airsick? Seasick or airsick? Hard to tell. He told Britain's Daily Telegraph that 8 of the fish, quote, became completely confused and looked as if they were about to vomit, unquote. Conveniently, Dr. Hilbig, this is so lucky, he shares office space with the world's only fish facial expression analyst. He was able to vouch and go, oh, that one is about to hurl.